When you find your places, I'll let you give you a moment to get there. 1 Samuel 10 and Luke 19. And we're going to read. I want you to put something in both places because we're going to deal with both places. And you'll get it in a little while. Man, I'm telling you, I'm thrilled to be here tonight. I'm excited. I'll tell you what, I'm excited what God's already done. I'm looking at this brand new floor and all this stuff, new pulpit. Lord, have mercy. God's on the move. Let's stand together out of respect of the Word of God. 1 Samuel chapter 10, and we'll begin reading in verse number 22, and then we're going to go to Luke 19. The Bible said, therefore, they inquired of the Lord further, if the man should not yet come thither. And the Lord answered, behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff. And they ran and fetched him thence. And when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. And Samuel said to all the people, see you him whom the Lord hath chosen? There is none like him among all the people. And all the people shouted and said, God save the king. Verse 25, the Bible said, then Samuel told the people the matter of the kingdom, and he wrote it in a book and laid it before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away and every man to his house. Now this is my text, but I'll come back to it in a little bit. And Saul went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts that God had touched. Now go to Luke 19, verse 1. The Bible said, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he's little of stature. And he ran before and climbed into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received them joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, he's going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor. If I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said to him, this day is salvation come to this house, for much he also the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, I want you to put something in there. Go back to my text in 1 Samuel chapter number 10. The Bible says, verse 26, and Saul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts God had touched. I want to talk tonight and look for a little bit on this subject. When God touches a man's heart. Father, I want to thank you tonight for this great church you raised up this side of heaven. Thank you for the man of God, the angel of this house. I thank you for First Lady and their family and this wonderful church family. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we're going to spend eternity together. I ask you to walk over this place tonight and throw your weight around. I realize every day I live that you don't need me, but I sure need you. Fill me with the power of the Holy Ghost and fresh anointing. God, I just want to put myself in neutral and let you do the driving. Lord, without you, I know I can't do nothing. I pray if somebody slipped in here, not sure they're saved by the grace of God. This will be a night that went by to Satan, and they'll say hello to Jesus. I beg you to heal, deliver, and help us all to walk out of here different than the way we came in. To you be glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Good God, I feel a breath from another world, and I ain't even get going yet. Oftentimes when I travel the nation and preach the Word of God, people ask me, say, Brother Steele, it seems like you're always on top. I seem like you're always smiling and something and shouting and rejoicing. Do you ever have any problems? The truth of the matter is, I probably got just as many problems you got. But when I come to the house of God, I don't shout and praise God because I feel good. I shout and praise God because God's good. I say, I don't come to the house of God and shout and praise God because I'm good. I shout and praise God because God's good. Has God been good to anybody outside of me? Say amen right there. Since when I was growing up, I had a man in our neighborhood. And this man, he would be out like he was shooting a machine gun. And then you see him throwing karate. And I was scared as a little boy. I said, what in the world wrong with him? I stayed away from him. And one day I said, Mama, I said, why is he acting like that? What's wrong with him? And Baba said, boy, he's been in the war. And said, he's shell-shocked. And said, every once in a while, he has a flashback. Well, when you see me come down to the house of God, and you see me cutting up, I'm just having a flashback. Oh, when I look back on my shoulder, I see what should have been, what could have been, what ought to have been, if it had not been for the grace of God. I don't know about you, but when I realize how good that God been to me, I can't help from shouting. I can't help from praising God. Has anybody got anything to shout about? Say amen right there. Now watch this. I'm just having one right now. Now I got to get this to you. Now in our text tonight, the children of Israel had wanted a king like other nations. And then God said, let me be your king. They said, no, I would want a king we could see. And so God gave them Saul. And that was the people's choice. And God said, I'm going to let you have him. Well, the Bible said in 1 Samuel chapter 10, and look at verse number 9. The Bible said, I want to show you something. Well, I'm sorry, verse 6. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy and with them, and shall be turned into another man. I was in the bank. And, you know, I'm using low key, preacher. And I was in the bank, and a lady done a finger like this. I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, look, I was turning my TV the other day. I said, you come in this bank? I said, you're quiet? And you're just easygoing? I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I didn't think that was the same man. I said, ma'am, don't blame it on me. I said, God said when the Spirit of him come upon you, he'll turn you into another man. Am I witness, preacher? Now watch this now. The Bible said God gave them Saul, and Saul went home to Gibeah with a band of men whose hearts that God has touched. Now tonight, I want to give you an illustrated message. And we got Zacchaeus hanging up over there in that tree, and we got to get him down. So I want you to bear with me in your mind tonight. As I illustrate, I want you to see. Now, let me explain what's taking place. Now, Zacchaeus is a tax collector, and it's tax collecting time. I can see Zacchaeus in my mind. I can see him go to his drawer, open up something, and get him something to drink, and grab his bag and go and get out in the, got a chariot waiting outside. Oh, Zacchaeus gets in the chariot and he starts down the road. And he says, I hope that crowd don't start the same mess that they started last year. I said, but I'm telling you right now, I don't want to hear it. I don't have no money. Sure enough, Zacchaeus walks up and knocks on the first door. And when he comes to the door, here's a stick beaten up beside the wall. And found the door open. And Zacchaeus said, look, I said, I'm Mr. Zacchaeus, and I come to collect my tax money. I said, sir, do you have my money? And the man said, sir, I'm blind. I can't see. I said, look, he said, I'm sorry you're blind. Y'all started this same mess last year. I'll give you 2 weeks, and you better have my money when I come back and somebody going to jail. Well, the blind man said, sir, I'm sorry. I can't do nothing, I'm blind. Oh, Zacchaeus goes back, kicks his bag, throws it down in the tank, comes to the next, or pulls up to the next door. A lady comes to the door, and she's holding her stomach. And he said, "Ma'am, I'm Mr. Zacchaeus." She said, "Can I help you?" He said, "I come to collect my tax money." I said, "You got my money?" She said, "Sir, I don't have no money." I said, "I'm sick." I said, "I spent every dime I had at the doctor, and I just been getting worse." He said, "I'm sorry you sick. I'll give you 2 weeks like I told that man down the street, and you better have my money. I'll be back in 2 weeks." And sure enough, he goes and slams his bag down, gets back in the chariot. They said, "You get anything?" He said, "They same mess again." He come to the next house. And sure enough, a lady come to the door, and she's wiping tears. And he said, "Ma'am, I'm Mr. Zacchaeus. I come to collect my tax money." She said, "Sir, I don't have no money. My baby just died back in here, and we spent every dime we had at the funeral with the undertaker." Hey, he said, "I'm sorry your baby died, but I give you 2 weeks like I told the rest of that crowd." I said, "You better have my money or somebody going to jail." Oh, Zacchaeus, by this time, he's like Popeye. Remember Popeye saying, "I ain't had all I can stand, and I can't stand some more." Zacchaeus, that's where he's at. And he comes up to the next door, knocks on that door, and the lady said, "Run, babies. Hide, babies, hide. I hope it ain't your daddy. Please hide." "Hey, ma'am, I'm Zacchaeus." She pulled a little curtain back. He said, "I come to collect my tax money." She said, "Sir, I don't have no money." "So I thought she was my husband. He's up in the tombs, howling like a wild animal. I don't have a dime of money." She said, "Ma'am, I'm sorry, but I'm coming back in 2 weeks, and you better have my money or somebody going to jail." Sure enough, Ozakias grabbed this stuff, gets back in his chariot, goes back and slams stuff around, and 2 weeks has passed by. He goes through his regular routine. Only this time, he brings an officer with him. And boy, Zacchaeus drinks him something, gets back in the chariot, and the officer's falling. Somebody's going to jail. But Zacchaeus comes to the first door, and he knocks on the door, and he hears in the background somebody singing in the background. "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." And he opens the door up and he said, "Hey, I'm looking for the blind man that stay here. I come collect my tax money." He said, "You're looking at him." He said, "What you mean I'm looking at him?" He said, "Sir, I was pacing this floor. I said, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what's going to happen." And he said, "All of a sudden, there was a great noise. I was sitting on my front porch. I said, what's that noise?" And somebody said, "That Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." I said, "That's the one that heals the sick, that calms the storm, cleans lepers." He said, "I hollered, hey, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And he said, "That crowd said, you better shut your mouth." He said, "I hollered a little bit louder, hey, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And he said, "Brother, when I couldn't get to him, thank God he came to me." How many can rejoice tonight? That's when you couldn't get to God. Thank God, God, he came to you. Somebody help me if in him. He said, "Mr. Zacchaeus, here's some money." Zacchaeus looked strange. Go back and sit in the chariot. He said, "Need me to get him, officer?" He said, "No, I got my money." Old Zacchaeus comes to the next door, knocks on this door, and he hears somebody in the background singing, "He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that flood my soul. Something wonderful happened." And she opens the door, and a healthy lady stand there. She said, "Can I help you, sir?" And he said, "Look, I'm Mr. Zacchaeus. Is that woman that was sick, is she here? I come to collect my money." She said, "You're looking at him." He said, "Come on." I said, "Yeah, I'm looking at him." I said, "Yeah." She said, "What happened to you?" And she said, "Sir, I said, I was sitting there saying, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, God, you're going to have to help me. And I was on my front porch, and a great noise came by. I said, what's that noise? And somebody said, Jesus, a Nazareth is passing by. I said, Jesus is passing by? She said, yeah. And she said, oh, I got to get to him. And she said, I got him off the porch and said, look, and said, I tried to get to him, and the crowd pushed me back. And I said, boy, I ain't letting this pass by. Said, the devil is alive. And she said, I ain't got to have the whole loaf. He's the bread of life. All I got to have is the crumbs that fall from the master's table. That must power in the crumbs. And here's the whole loaf. And she said, I reached over and I touched the hem of his garment. And she said, I'm telling you, the same woman that got down ain't the same woman that got up. Somebody help me in here. He said, I said, she said, and she said, and here's your money. Old Zacchaeus scratched his head. He said, something is strange happening today. Old Zacchaeus comes over to, he was, and we knock on the door. He comes over to the next door. He just sort of with his hands. Sure enough, a little girl about that tall comes to the door. He says, go ahead and tell me. Go ahead and tell me. You were dead, weren't you? You're the one that was dead. She said, sir, I don't know a whole lot about it, but mommy tell me that you was coming back to get your money. And see, mommy said, I don't know what I'm going to do. And mommy said she went on the front porch and said the only thing she knew to do was say, hey, somebody, go get Jesus. Somebody, go get Jesus. Somebody, go get Jesus. Well, we ought to be hollering in our nation again. Is somebody, go get Jesus. Well, we ought to be hollering in our communities again. Is somebody, go get Jesus. Well, we ought to be hollering in our families again. Is somebody, go get Jesus. Well, we ought to be hollering in our churches again. Is somebody, go get Jesus. Somebody, go get Jesus. And she said, Jesus came to the house. He walked in and he said, Tabitha is not dead. Said she's just sleeping. And said all them folks started laughing. Whoa, what kind of man is this? He said, Jesus said, I want all the doubters out and all the shadows in. Said he put out all the doubters and kept all the shadows. And said, Mommy say, when he put them all out, said, the only thing I could hear is when he said, Tabitha, arise. She said, the only thing I can remember, he called my name. And when he called my name, I stood straight up. Somebody ought to give God glory. There was a day he called your name. Oh, there was a new name written down in glory. Thank God it's yours. Thank God it's yours. How many happy? Your name's written in heaven. Say amen right there. Hey, bro, you remember? Disciples had been out working, ministering. They come back and they said, Jesus, you ain't going to believe this. He said, talk to me. He said, even the devils are subject to your name. See, every time we mention your name, he said, the devil's back up. He said, that's wonderful. But Luke 10, 20, he said, I got something better than that. He said, it's one thing for the devils to back up. But the other thing, you ought to rejoice because your name is written up in heaven. Yeah, glory. Boy. Old Zacchaeus, oh, this thing has messed his mind up. This woman, man was blind, now he can see. Woman that was issue of blood made whole. This one girl was dead, now she's alive. And they all saying the name Jesus. Old Zacchaeus, he goes to that next house before he can even get there. He can hear them all singing through the door. For a long time I traveled down the long, lonely road. My heart was so heavy in sin, I sang low, oh, oh. And then I heard about Jesus. What a wonderful hour. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. I thank God I am from this world of sin. I've been washed in the I've been born again. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. He knocks on that door. And a man comes and says, "Can I help you, sir?" And he said, "Look, I already know. You ain't got to tell me. You was the one that's up in the tombs, wasn't you? How to cut yourself. Can nobody bind you? I read it in Mark 5. Ain't that you?" He said, "Yes, sir. How you know that?" He said, "Cause I came by here before I'm the tax collector and said, your wife run and hid for me. I thought it was you. And said, now y'all in here singing. I go ahead and tell me he been by this house too, ain't he?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Boy, I was over in those tombs. I couldn't nobody bind me. I couldn't nobody tame me." And said, "One day I heard that when Jesus crossed the sea and came on the shore of the Gadarene, said, I took off running and I fell down at the feet of Jesus. I said, Jesus, would you have mercy on me?" He said, "Jesus reached down and drop kicked the devil on the outside. He backed up, set out on the inside, and then he showed up on the outside. Us therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things pass away. All things become new." That happened to anybody outside of me. Say amen right there. Ozekiel grabs his stuff and goes back to his office. And somebody said, "Mr. Zacchaeus," said, "Jesus of Nazareth is coming through Jericho." He said, "He is." He said, "Yeah, he coming through there." Boy, that day, Zacchaeus waited in anticipation under deep conviction. And old Zacchaeus, the Bible said in verse number 1 of Luke 19, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief priest among the publicans, for he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. Not for the press, because he was little. Watch this, class. Whenever, listen, if when the world sees us that was blind, now we can see, those that were sick made whole, and those that were dead resurrected, and God put our families together, they're going to want to find out this man. Zacchaeus said, "I got to see him." And he climbs up in the sycamore tree. And Jesus come walking through Jericho. And he stops right where he is. And turns and looks up. I'm glad God knows right where we are. I'm glad God, oh, listen to me. I'm glad my king, I don't drive no trash truck. I'm glad my king drives a recycle truck. That's why Jesus knows how to take a mess and make a miracle. I used to be a mess, and he made a miracle out of me. And the same God that did it for me, he can do it for anybody. Am I right about it, church? Zacchaeus, Jesus said, "Look, instead of me looking up at you, you need to be looking up at me. You need to come on down." Boy, he came down and received him joyfully. And Jesus went home. I went with him, and those Pharisees looked at him and said, "I can't believe he's going to be guest who is a man that's a sinner." But Zacchaeus is saying, "Lord, I want you to know that if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I'll pay him back fourfold." Oh, Zacchaeus, let me tell you something, church. Whenever God touches your heart, I'm telling you right now, you'll never be the same. Anybody, anytime God shows up, and God always show out. I said, when God shows up, God will show out. Listen, man, I tell you, my cousin, bro, come to church, and she, you couldn't tell whether she's a man or a woman. And she had a hat down here on her head. And she had this big bag of jeans with chains hanging off of it, tattoos everywhere around her neck. And I listen, and boy, and she had on a plaid shirt, just like you and a man would wear. But our ladies and folks in the church hugged on her, loved on her. And boy, I preached the word of God.
And down the aisle she came, and she began to cry out in that altar and begging God for salvation and begging God. I said to her, cuz, I said, what was you doing on that altar? She said, preacher, I asked God to save me and to change my life and make me become who he created me to be. And Matt will tell you, the next Sunday, she showed up at the church, had on a black dress, I never forget it, had her hair all down. I'm telling you right now, I mean, had high heel shoes, everybody's mouth flew open. They couldn't believe this is the same girl that was in there last week. I'm telling you right now, that's the kind of God I serve. I don't care how jacked up you are. I don't care what kind of mess you got. Your hand, good God Almighty, God's hand is not too short and he can't save, and his ear is not too heavy and he can't hear. I'm telling you, when God shows up, God will show up. Am I right about it? And now, you look at Tish, brother. She's in the choir. She's in our praise team. I'm singing every Sunday. I look at her. I told her the other day, I said, girl, I said, you a blessing. You a miracle. She said, ain't me, preacher. Said, it's God. I said, girl, you got that right. I'm telling you right now, when God ever touches a man's heart, you'll never be the same. Let me give you three things real quick, and I'm done. Happen when God touches your heart. First of all, you'll never walk the same. Now, that saves some time. You can go ahead and go to Genesis 32. That saves some time. But most of you know this, and you can go ahead and get ready. I'll be back there in just a minute. Let me take you on a little journey, and then I'll come to Genesis chapter number 32. Now, you know the story. Over in Genesis 27, now, you know, Isaac and Rebekah had two sons, Esau and Jacob. And you remember how that Isaac's eyes got dim, and he's about to die. And he said, I'm going to bless the blessing. He's supposed to speak the blessing over the oldest son. Well, Rebekah told Jacob, her youngest son, your daddy getting ready to bless your brother. And he said, I'm a smooth man and my brother's hairy. She said, go kill me a goat. And said, put some goat hair around his neck on his hands. And she said, make me some deer meat, what Isaac wanted. And she made some deer meat, brought it back to Isaac. Isaac said, how in the world did you get this so fast? He lied on God. And Jacob said, God did it. Well, when Esau come in and found out that Jacob had lied and stole the blessing, well, Jacob took off to Uncle Laban's house. And you know how he went down and worked for Rachel? And wind up with Leah, worked 14 years for one woman. That's a whole lot of love to stay there that long. But anyway, he did. Well, after being there, he had children. And after being there for 20 years, and Jacob said, I tell you right now, I'm sick and tired. I've been sick and tired. Of being sick and tired. I'm going back to Bethel. So Jacob loads up his family and heads back to Bethel. Now we pick up the story now in Genesis 32. When he comes, the Bible says in chapter 32, and notice this, verse number 23. He took them, talking about his wives, his children, and sent them over the brook and set over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And they wrestled with a man unto the breaking of day. And when he saw that he had prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. He said, I will not let thee go, except he bless me. And he said to him, what is thy name? He said, Jacob. He said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince of God, thou hast a prince, thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Now look up here, class. Jacob takes his family and put them on the other side of the brook. And there that night, wrestled with the angel of God. He grabbed a hold to the horns of the altar. And the angel said, Jacob, you got to let me go. He said, I can't. I can't let you go until you bless me. He said, you got to let me go today, brother. He said, I can't. I'm so sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I've been sick and tired. I've been sick and tired. Somebody in here ought to get sick and tired. I go into the same motion. I go into the same thing in a few songs. And then go home. Come back, sing a few songs. Hear a word and go home. Somebody want to see God do something. Somebody tonight ought to grab hold of the horns of the altar of God and say, dear God, I ain't going to let go until you do something to my children. Do something to my my husband, do something to my wife, do something in my church, do something to our nation, do something to our community. I can't let you go. And the angel said, Jacob, he said, what's your name? He said, Jacob, he said, ain't your name. You've been living with somebody else called you all your life. Don't even know who you are. You're Israel. He had 12 sons who became the nation of Israel. You're a prince. You got power, man and God. But watch this. The angel reached down, touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh. And everywhere he went, he walked with a limp. That next day, I can see him. That goes over to his family. His wife said, baby, what's wrong with you? And the children said, daddy, why are you walking like that? They said, baby, last night, I got a hold of God. And if God ever touched you, you won't walk the same. Yeah! Somebody help me in here. Preacher, I was in Tennessee. And I preached. We went out there, took about 50. Went out to Tennessee on the bus and helped this preacher get his church started. We went out soul winning during the day. And then we'd come back. I'd preach at night. And so I mentioned how God touched you. You'll never walk again. Same. I had 10 people saved by the grace of God, from adults all the way down to teenagers and children. Well, the preacher said, what happened to you? Got saved. Going to heaven? I know that without a doubt. I got all the way down to this lady. I said, ma'am, see what happened to you? She said, I got saved tonight. He said, where you going when you die? She said, I'm going to heaven. He said, how do you know? It's God's the truth, she said. I said, boy, she's got it. Amen. I'm telling you, when God ever touch your heart, you'll never walk the same. And let me say number two, when God ever touch your heart, you'll love each other. If God ever touch your heart, can I tell you what's wrong with our nation? I know, listen, I ain't no fool. Our nation's in turmoil right now. We got a mess everywhere you turn. But I'm going to show you what's wrong with our nation. Now, preacher, let me have about four of you men that can get up and come in and help me right quick. I need about four of you. Don't matter who it is, but I need about four of y'all come up here. Let me show you what's wrong with our nation. Watch this. Come on up here, man. Let me show you. Preacher, you can take that and just step over here. Brother, you stay right there where you at. And then, brother, you take this. And then, man of God, you hold on to this. You stand out there. No, you stay right there where you at. Here's what's wrong with our nation. You see, here's what's wrong. Now, watch this. Now, we get on the dope dealers because the black guy's over here, and he got his corner. And you don't come on his corner unless you want to get shot. And the white man's over here. He's got his corner. Can't come on his corner. You'll get shot over here. That's everybody. And then you got the Hispanics over here. And everybody has got a corner. Now, and everybody is protecting their corner. Well, we think about it. That's the way the church is. The church. You got blacks over here and say, this is our corner. Got whites over here saying, this is our corner. Got Hispanics over here saying, this is our corner. But don't nobody want to get in God's corner. Now watch this. And so what we spend our time doing is bragging about black power, white power, red power, yellow power. But ain't nobody want to brag about God's power. Somebody help me in the house. Well, I'm going to tell you, we're going to see revival. What we're going to have to do is take our little black power, out of the white power, out of the yellow power, and bring it over here and wrap it up in God's power. I'm telling you right now, if you get hooked up in God's power, because I'm going to tell you something, church, Jesus didn't die for somebody. Jesus died for everybody. I said Jesus didn't die for somebody. He died for everybody. Am I right about it, church? Thank you, men. Watch this. Brother, Dr. Ruby Fields, a black preacher, he's gone to heaven now. Down in Mississippi, was preaching to an all-white congregation. And he said, this back in the 50, late 50s, 60s. And he said, how many of you men got farms? Hand went up all over the place. So on those farms, you got chickens. You got white chickens, black chickens, red chickens, yellow chicken. He said, but when you kill them, put them in the pot, you ain't got nothing but chicken. He said, you can take a black man and a white man and a red man and a yellow man and wash them in the blood of Jesus. They all come out the same way. That's saved by grace. Am I right about it, church? Now watch this. All right. Let me show you something. Turn your Bible to Matthew chapter number 18. I think that's what I want. Matthew 18. Woo. Yes. Matthew 18. I want to show you something. Now, Matt, I need you to come up here. And brother, one of y'all come back up here and help me, bro. Well, preacher, you can come on. Matt, you come stand right here. Preacher, come up here. Y'all gonna help me preach this whether you like it or not. Now watch this. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, the Bible said, verse 19, Jesus said again, I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of my Father which in heaven. Where two or three of you gather together in my name, there shall I be in the midst of them. Now look, here's the issue. You got a black man over here won't shake the white man's hand. White man won't shake the black man's hand. I'm Jesus. The Lord said, all right, y'all go ahead and have a time without me, because the only way I'm coming, I need two of you to touch and agree. So grab his hand. So y'all just hold it right there. When y'all stop touching and agree, the Lord sees that. The Lord says, you know what? Let me get right in the middle of this thing. And Jesus comes and get right in the middle. Mm-hmm. Good God, thank you, men. And I'm telling you right now, when Jesus comes, I'm telling you right now, things will never be the same. I'm telling you right now, this ministry right here, I'm telling you what I know. God is about to take this place where you've never been before. But God sent me to tell you tonight, the only way God's going to do it, we're going to have to realize, we're going to have to put around all this hate, all this stuff. I mean, it starts in the house of God. Listen to the word of God. 1 John 4:20 said, if a man say he loved God and he never seen him and hate his brother you see, that man is alive. How can you say you love God you ain't never seen and hate your brother you see every day? 1 John 3:14 said, we know we pass from death unto life because we love the brother. I thank God I love my brother. I don't care if he's red, yellow, black or white. You're my brother. I tell you, you say, preacher, if I got to put up with your loud mouth, you better be careful. God will put you right beside me in heaven. I step out my mansion every morning. Whoa! He said, there he is again. Yeah, glory. I'm telling you, at the church of the living God, we'll never understand. If God shows up, we'll never walk the same. If God shows up, we'll love each other. People in the church, somebody sit on this side, won't speak to somebody on this side. Somebody over here is mad at somebody else. I'm telling you, if you want to see God show up and come get right in the middle, we're going to have to learn how to love each other. And then let me say, lastly, and I'm done. Number three, if God ever touch your heart, you'll stand with the man of God. If God ever touch your heart, you'll stand with the man of God. That's going to get a little serious right here. And I'm going to go down where the rubber hits the road. Now, you should have got your shout in while you had a chance. You missed it now. Most people are walking around with a buggy. You ask them, say, what you doing? I'm shopping for a preacher. Say, you are. What you trying to find? I'm trying to find a preacher. I'm looking for a Burger King church. What kind of church? That's where you're going to have it your way. But can I tell you something? Run the Baptist ain't no Burger King. This church is more like Wendy's. Old-fashioned, hot and juicy. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. That really, I want you to understand something. The key to God send revival to this church is sitting right there. Him and First Lady. Let me explain what I mean. In 1 Corinthians 4, write it down for the sake of time. 1 Corinthians 4, verse number 16. Paul said, well, verse 14 said, 1 Corinthians 4:14, I speak not these things to shame you, but I warn you, though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers. For I have begotten you in the gospel. Follow me as I follow Christ. Watch this. He says, everybody is up in your head, but the only voice you ought to be listening to outside of God's voice is that man of God that's sitting right there. Amen. Preacher, I'm sorry to tell you, but everybody that walks through these doors, you're not their pastor. Right. Whoever has your ear is your preacher. Right. That's why, preacher, when you make a decision against their buddy, after their buddy's out of line, you make a decision, and they get mad and leave with the buddy. Because you were never the preacher to start out with. Because whoever has your ear is your preacher. Now, why this is so important? Because what flows from the head, it flows down to the body. Watch this. Well, I could turn to all these things, and I probably need to, but you can get the CD or whatever. But listen to Psalms 133, verse 1. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the oil that run off of Aaron's head, down off his beard, down to the skirt. What was God saying? What flows from the body, it flows to the head. Now watch this. If I said I'm if my big toe gets thirsty, it's got to go through my head first. And when it goes to my head, you'll see inside my body, my big toe just got some. But see, it had to start at the head, it flows to the body. If you want to tear this church up, I tell you what you do. You take your head and bring your head down. My physical head, when it come down, what's coming with it? The body. But you want to take this church up, you take care of your preacher, and when you take the man of God up, God will pull the body up. But you want to take it down, take him down, you take yourself down. You want to go up, take him up, you take yourself up. I watch this. Watch this. Over in the book of Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, the Bible said, behold, I've given you pastors after my own heart, shall feed you in my word, and when you be multiplied. God said, in the ark of the covenant stood for the power and the presence of God. I don't want you to remember it no more, because I have given you pastors in the place of that ark. Now, let me explain something to you, then I'm done, I promise you. You know, we quit about 10 times, and then we're through. But well, listen to me close. Don't you remember in 1 Kings chapter 17? I'm in verse 8 now. Elijah had been to the brook, and ravens have fed him there. That's a whole other message. Now, the brook dries up. He goes to Zarephath, and there's a widow woman down there waiting on him. He comes down there, and the widow woman is down there picking up sticks. And he said, ma'am, she said, yes, sir. Could you give me a little cruise of water? She went and got Elijah some water, and she come back. And then she said, here you go. And she started to walk off. He said, hey, ma'am, would you make me a little cake? She said, look, preacher, tell you something. I don't know if you've been around or not, your eyes ain't open. There is a famine in the land. People are starving, selling their kids, and everybody's dying. I got a handful of meal and a little cruise of oil. We're going to eat it and die. Thank you, preacher. He said, ma'am, would you make me a cake first? Sir, I can't believe you preachers always got to be first, always got to be at the top. Oh, Lord, she goes in that kitchen and makes him a cake. And boy, she puts it all together, everything she had. Bring it back. Here you go, preacher. Just go ahead and eat it. We'll just die. She turned to walk off. He said, hey, ma'am. She said, what you want now? I gave you the water. I gave you the oil. I gave you the meal. What you want, preacher? Go make you one. Lord, go make me one. Make me a cake. She goes into the kitchen. And when she gets in there, oh, oh, and boy, about that time, that boy come running and say, mama, what's wrong with you, baby? Look, baby, look at that. That barrel is not full of meal. And look at that oil, it's to the pot. It's to the top. And you think there's something dipping out that meal. The little boy said, choop. That meal said, choop. She said, choop. And they said, choop. She said, choop. She said, choop. She said, pour it out. She pulled it all out in the pot. I bless God. Hey, why? Because what falls from the head, it falls to the body. You take care of God's man, and God will take care of you. Am I right about it, church? Amen. I'm going to tell you what. And Matt will tell you, and I'll close with this for the 10th time. We got 58 ministries, sister, in New Life. 58 ministries. If you walk in there tonight and ask one of them people, those people that are serving, Say, what is the vision, your vision for this ministry? They'll tell you, we don't have one. You're serving in a ministry, don't have a vision? Say, no. Say, we're here to help the pastor with his vision, not to do our vision. And so every one of them will tell you that. I said, so, and see, what's happening in our churches is, we want God to send revival, but everybody wants to put their vision in. If you got everybody with a vision, you'll have division. And if you don't want to get rid of division, God gave him a vision. Amen. You don't have to always understand his vision, but you flow with the man of God, and God will flow with you. I preached this to our church. God said, I said, you want me to preach this to the church? I was in California coming back from San Diego, and God told me to preach this that Sunday morning. I preached that. It changed the whole church. That year of preaching, I preached that. We had over 700 people saved that year. The next year, over 1,000 people saved. Already this year, over 700 people have already been saved since Watch Night service this year. Why? Because the people have decided we'd rather see God do something. We're tired of the same old, same old. We want to see God show up and God show out. And I told them, I said, look, I don't try to exert myself. I'm not better than anybody else, but God has an order. If we want to see God do something, we got to do it God's way. Brother, if you walk up to a soda machine right now and they say, out of order, you ain't going to put your money in no soda machine out of order. You're going to find one that's working. We want God to put his power in the church when the church is out of order. God said, you get the church in order, I'll put the power. I got the power. I just need the order. Whoa! I'm telling you, church, and this ministry, I can feel you right now. And this ministry is on the little end of something big. God is about to explode in this house like you've never seen it before. Because when God touches a man's heart, you'll never be the same. You won't walk the same. You won't love the same. You'll stand with the man of God, and you'll stand with First Lady. You won't get jealous of your preacher or jealous of First Lady. You ought to bless him so much. When I come back up this place, I ought to walk in. People ought to come into the visit and say, so what is that? So, oh, that's our preaching. We got him spoiled rotten. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you for your goodness and grace. Lord, this be so wonderful. If our pastor walked out this door and people ride down the highway and say, there goes a man of God and a band of men and women whose heart that God has touched. And I love your people tonight. I love my brothers and sisters in this room. And I thank you for every one of them. And God, I can sense you wanting to do something in this place. You just need some people that'll flow with you. Why heads are bowed and eyes are closed tonight?